Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a whodunit from Rian Johnson, and it's called Knives Out.
For all you mystery fans and lovers of crime, you will like this dark family get-together for the reading of a will, and there's a murder. It's funny.
Yes, this is a very tongue-in-cheek approach to this material, and, you know, this is a situation where whodunit matters a lot less than why did they do it.
Yes.
And this is a very dark tale about family dynamics and backstabbing and backbiting, and, as you said, maybe murder, or could it be suicide? This is one of the mysteries that has to be resolved. Daniel Craig plays a detective who is assigned to figure out what the heck is going on, but he doesn't know who's hired him, and that's part of the mystery.
Plus, he has a lousy Southern accent.
Maybe so.
But he reminded me that this whole production was similar to the Agatha Christie films back in the 60s where they had Miss Marple. They always had a murder mystery, and she would come in. Daniel Craig is her counterpart because he's this comical but shrewd kind of person who gets to the crux of everything.
Yeah, and this is an all-star cast. It also includes Jamie Lee Curtis and Chris Evans and a number of other stars. But the real star of this film is Ana de Armas, who plays the caretaker for the man who dies, and she steals the movie.
I agree with you entirely. It was an interesting story and a crowd pleaser.
Nasty fun. If you like it, you may want to check out a couple of other movies by Rian Johnson, like Looper and Brick. Both very good examples of his work. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.